Here tonight with us to Shepherd's Call. Glad to have you aboard. Got a great show lined up for you. Part 3 of Skull and Bones. We don't want you to miss 1 minute of this. We're going to get into some very exciting facts about the number system of 11. Now, we've reviewed, if you will, 11, which is a master number, the first master number in the numbering or the numeric system that is designed by the Creator, we believe, especially for those that would like to seek out and unlock the mysteries that are in the Bible. We're going, if you will, to take our text out of the book of Jeremiah, and of all places, we're going to the 33rd chapter to represent the number 33 tonight, and of course you know what 33 represents in the basic building blocks of man. 33 represents the 33 vertebrae in the spine or the nervous system of all of the channels of dimensional frequencies that is entwined into the DNA makeup of man. 33 is the building blocks. And 3 is the key code number. And the 3 master keys is 11, 22, and 33. So we're going to talk about the mysteries that are hidden from man and revealed to man by the Creator. You know, the Bible says it's one thing for the Creator to hide a matter, and it's another thing for a king in his wisdom or his pursuit. Now, we're all kings, or we all should be kings. But somebody's come along and pulled the plug on our kingship. They have weakened us or taken us down from the throne and made us subjects to worship them by keeping the power impounded within these channel systems or these secret orders that have hid the knowledge from the many so that the few can rule in the kingdom. Well, it's not the way that the Father intended it to be, by the way, but nevertheless, that's the way it is, and we're going to look at the dimensional theories of 11. I want you to pay close attention to the reading of Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3. Call unto me, and I will answer thee. And I will show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Now, do you believe that that particular verse of scripture was put into the 33rd chapter of the crying prophet Jeremiah, the one that cried to the lost and the one that proclaimed the steadfastness of keeping the covenant of the king? Here he is, and I will answer you. I will show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Now, let's look at 33, which is actually a series of 3 11s, and the master key reversed back to 11. So let's examine, if you will, the number 11 in our search tonight, and we're going to get into some real deep and interesting information about the theory of relativity that was discovered, or proposed, by the way, before Einstein's day. You may not know this, but Einstein plagiarized this information himself from brethren that were noted scholars long before Einstein. And, of course, Einstein got the credit and the glory because he became famous for this theory. And this theory is now being investigated by those who know about the dimensions of time and space. They exist separately and distinct from the four dimensions that we experience here in the third dimension. We experience four different dimensions of aspect of realities here in the third dimension. And four and three is seven, and that is the completeness of man. But before man can become complete, he must show himself worthy to search out a matter. And to the elite, or to the knowledgeable, go the prize. You see, the Bible says we're destroyed for the lack of knowledge, and most minds being tethered to the four senses, or the five senses of the carnal realm, four in the spirit, the yod heh vav heh, the application of Yahweh as it relates back to man in the cosmic makeup. If you look at a surrendering man, a man is actually made in a double V. If you look at the spread of the legs, and when a man is in a surrendering mode, he is actually entwined through the nervous system in a complete up and down grounded network of nerve endings that seeks the Creator. In other words, the higher power. Now, if these dimensions were visible to us, more recently, mathematicians have shown that up to 11 dimensions may and probably exist in the universe. Now, isn't that strange? Does our master brothers of the hidden secret societies, Skull and Bones is what we're talking about, and of course they're just a group of elite that are, in other words, cream comes to the top in any organization, and that's what we're getting here in Skull and Bones. You're looking at the elite. Right now, at this very moment, we have two members of the Skull and Bones. These men are advanced. They are trained, both physically, mentally, and spiritually, to rule the earth. They're chosen, they're hand-chosen, they're hand-picked, if you will, to do the bidding of the elite that are trying to control the power of the dimensions. Now, we talked last week about the fact that fossil fuels are not needed on this earth at this moment. But we are depleting the riches of the earth, metals and things of this nature, oil particularly. And we are burning these to ensure that we've got mechanical power systems that run from fossil fuel when we have the technology and the ability to run on electromagnetic currents that defy gravity. We can harness them from the universe. The pyramids is a prime example. We'll get there sooner or later because we're gonna finalize in the 13th. Tonight, let's look at 13. Now, the Mayan calendar is an interesting aspect of the 13. There are 13 what we call bacton in the Mayan language cycles. And this consists of 1,872,000 days. Now, why it's significant, and you've heard so much about the date of 2012, is simply this. The end date of the Mayan calendar is registered in their calendar as December the 21st, and that's on the winter solstice, by the way, a very, very important date in astrological times, that it ends on the 21st of December, their calendar, by the way, stops. Now, that doesn't mean that end of time, as some have suggested, that time stops there or time ends there. It's just that these great advanced minds, Mayans, had access to some of the astronomy and astrology that man is just now getting into today. We're amazed at they appeared possibly, and it's thought that they were here about 2000 AD and then disappeared around 500 or 600 AD, but that's not true because recent discoveries have placed them farther back in time, even BC time. Now, the time that they started their sacred reckoning was in 3114 BC. Now, at 3114 BC, which, by the way, that number totals up to 9, which is reduced to a single digit of 3, again, to begin our 11-22-33 series of the holy sacred numbers. So then, the physicists that believe that there are places in the universe where time ceases to flow, and this is the ideal of the Mayan calendar, that they would be a reckoning time when in the future that time would cease to exist. Well, that's exactly what the Bible said, that there is a set time, if you will, a giant cosmic clock that is ticking somewhere with a numerical value system that we could have and possibly do have access to get close within a reasonable time period of the end of time. Now, Christ alluded to this in Matthew chapter 24 when he gave us specific signs of the last days. They wanted to know what the end of time would be, what would be the signs of the end of time. And Christ came right back without any hesitation, not trying to hide it from anyone. You see, these signs are these events that are recorded in past history as well as future history. In other words, they can tell you, they can project time into the future as well as going back in the past, and they can show you where the heavens were at a particular date in the past or in the future. It's amazing. And with the setting of these star systems, remember the Bible said there would be signs in the stars. Well, the Mayans called their end-type accounting of the winter solstice as the light in the sacred tree, meaning in the Milky Way. Remember, we got onto the photon belt, which is nothing more of the brightness. It's amazing when you can look up into the heavens. And by the way, this is a great time to begin to look up in the winter. Actually, from February to March is a great time. So you could look up and you could see the Milky Way on a particular night shining as it crosses the heavens in the center of the heavens. And you'll see all these reasonings and reckoning by the Mayan system that believed that the Milky Way was a sacred tree as it flowed through. And of course, that goes back to the ancient belief that the tree of life was in the midst of the garden. Now, in this case, the garden would be in the heavens. And ladies and gentlemen, the Garden of Eden has never been found physically, literally, here upon this earth. Although we do know that Adam and Eve came into this dimension at a later time, but they were somewhere prior to, in a different dimension, I believe, to come into the third dimension. They dwelled in what is known as the fifth dimension. They lost their habitation. They fell into the third dimension. Now, they skipped the fourth dimension because the fourth dimension is an entirely different dimension. It's like a go-between the third dimension and the fifth dimension, which is the first dimension of pure spirit. And these are all coded in numeric number systems that we're going to get into tonight. Praise Yahweh. Now, call a friend. Tell them Pastor Buddy's on the air. This is the Shepherd's Call, and we're glad to have you aboard. We are going to give you our email right up front before that we get off the air. Sometimes we get carried away. We don't give it at the end of the show. So a lot of you folks have asked for our email, and we'd like to give it to you. We do have a small website that we could send to you. It's nothing spectacular, just a little bit of biblical knowledge that we have put together, and we're working on a larger and more comprehensive broad spectrum website, so just be patient with us as we're trying to get the information out to the hungry masses. There's a lot of people that really are inquiring priests that really want to search the matters out. So if you'd like to email me tonight, Buddy, that's lowercase BUDDY, Buddy 1, that's the number 1, at CenturyTale.net. That's Buddy 1 at CenturyTale.net. How you spell Century? CenturyTale.net. And that's all you have to have an email. And contact us after or during the show and hook up with us, and let's stay in tune. Let's form a search committee of righteousness and truth seekers as we try to unravel the great mysteries that are locked into the universe in a numerical fashion. And tonight, number 11. Now, if we were to escape gravity like in a rocket ship, now, NASA, and we'd like to get into some of the things that NASA's doing, and this will blow you away. If we have time, we'll continue this. But a rocket has to travel at over 11 kilometers per second to escape the Earth's gravity. Now, when I say it's got to travel at least 11 kilometers per second to escape Earth's gravity, 11 becomes an instrumental number of numeric value here, even for them. The number 11 is a number of incompleteness. It has nothing to complete itself. It is disorganization, disintegration, and it's 1 beyond 10, yet 1 short of 12, which is perfect unity as it is exhibited in Genesis 32, verse 22, or Deuteronomy 1 and 2 and Matthew 20 and 6. The 11 sons of Genesis 35, and Jacob had 11 sons. The 11th son happened to be the birthright son, so 11 is the master key number to give you birthright privileges. You must come up to the reasoning and reckoning of 11. Now, I can tell you what 11 represents, and I've taught on this hours and hours here on WWCR, Worldwide Shortwave, where we're live tonight, and this is where our Eastern Standard Time at 8:19, and it's Sunday, March the 21st. It will be 7:19 Central Time, and you folks on the West Coast, which are on West Coast Time, we're coming out there early, and we hope that the sun ain't interrupting the cycles. Brother Bob will give me a report if he's picking me up tonight out there in California, about 3,000 miles away from us tonight. And we have been coming in good on the West Coast for through the winter months, and that's a credit to decreased time for them and the sunspot activity that don't interrupt. But we'll get into that more of that later. Now, listen to this. The deepest point on the ocean floor is 11 kilometers to the bottom of the deepest trench in the earth. That's around 6.8 miles of water into the deepest part of the known ocean. Now, that's interesting because 11 appears with the 11 disciples. Remember, Judas was taken away and then left 11. And that produced, again, the number 11 birthright of Joseph, the perfect type of the perfect creator as he came to the earth in perfection, walked for 33 years, which is another perfecting number, as did the kingship on whom he was kin to David, an Ephraimite from the tribe of Joseph, the 11th son, to be authorized to have a birthright. Somebody has stole the birthright. These secret orders have stolen the truth, and there's power in truth. There's power in words. There's power in numbers. That's why we've been enslaved with this New World Order, with the appearance of 11, 22, 33 sacred number system that they used to enslave us. Remember, Satan is very crafty and came to steal, and that's what he done, stole the information, hid it. But remember, Christ said that the three measures, again, talking about the 33rd degree, where he dwelled near the 33rd parallel in the earth, and that again is amazing, that this region where the pyramid is built, and it reflects back to the creation process of man with the 13-acre monument of Isaiah 19:19 that is encoded in the text of Isaiah. Now, did you know that the average heart weighs 11 ounces? It's amazing. Average heart weighs 11 ounces. Now, it's recorded in the New Testament. You can count these now. It is recorded 11 times where Christ appeared after his death by crucifixion. Isn't that amazing? Isn't the 33rd degree symbolic of that we have to reach the 33rd degree of initiation into the spirit kingdom? I'm not talking about the secret orders. You see, the secret is above, so it is below. Now, what does that mean, as it is above, so it is below? That means that the children of darkness are wiser than the children of light. They have come in, because you see, the children of light went to sleep. There is something that is placed the people of God, the righteous people, the people that were intended to have the good things, the treasures of heaven that I told you about in Jeremiah 33:3, that they were supposed to have this, and yet someone come in and stole or sold tares or disruption. Remember, the 11 is a symbol of disruption, interference, division. You see, Joseph's life, along with the parallel life of Christ in the 33rd degree, it was full of trouble, because the enemy here, Satan, who desired to have the master number of 11, 22, and 33 as his own, that he unlocks the dark mysteries on the same parallel, because there's a thin veil or dimension between light and darkness. Oh my, I wish I had time to get inside the cellular triggers that is placed in our cellular memories to give you a descent into the matter, the third dimension of flesh body, as opposed to a higher dimension on the 33rd degree higher dimension. It's the highest level that you can obtain before pure spirit. Now, in the dark science, it's the highest level that you can attain before the dark levels come in. Remember, Christ said, make sure that the light in you is not darkness, and the children of darkness are wiser than the children of the light, or the children of darkness appear to be light, and keep the children of light in darkness with the amazement of the things that they can do to put curses on you. And you say, oh, buddy, I don't believe in curses. Well, you should, because there is a curse. Balaam was hard, as I said the other night, to curse the children of Israel. But when he saw the perfect alignment, I'd like to get into that and tell you about the ancient art of altar building and the tetrahedron. The tetrahedron, tetra, is, if you would go to tetragrammaton, which is in the Greek, which means four. That represents the four sacred components of the Yod-Heh-Vah-Heh, or the Yod-Heh-Vah-Heh. It is the four equal sides to a triangular plane surface. Now, that may be a little bit deep for you, but if you look at the north-south alignment to a perfect circle that is triangulated on 19.5, again, this is a master number. 19.5 is the master building blocks within the sacred circle. And if you like my information that I've got on the sacred circle, on the perfect altar, remember, the first thing that the children of righteous did when they were in trouble, remember, let's start in the 8th chapter of the book of Genesis, when Noah landed from the great traumatic experience that he'd had. When he landed, the first thing he done was on the new moon, on the first day, when he opened the door to the ark, he built an altar. Now, this altar was built in a perfect tetrahedron, a perfect tetrahedron. In this is the two inverted pyramids of the sacred circle, which gives you a 19.5. We're going to get into these numbers just a little bit later in the show, and I'll explain to you in detail the aspect of 19.5. Now, when you multiply 19.5 times 2 to the ratio, you get 39. And so if you divide the sacred circle, is what we try to do, into a 19.5 sacred circle, and we square the sacred circle, and that's how the pyramid was built, that's how it was aligned, and 19.5 just keeps reinstating itself, and of all places, now listen to this, this is amazing, in all places in the earth, 19.5 is established at the point of any sphere to be the central point of the major contact or energy points within that circle or that sphere, be it Earth, be it a 39-foot circle, where we build our altars 39-foot to 19.5s, and bring the blessed numeric system of divine covenant within a circle, that there's no power that is invented, either numerically or through a curse, that can break the power of this magic within the sacred circle. Now, out of house of astrology, we have ruling powers. Now, remember that. In the 11th house, this is the house of Joseph and a Maseroth. We'll get in more to that when we get into the altar building sequence of this. But the friendship of the ruling, see, Joseph showed himself friendly to his brethren. He had 10 brethren that were lost. Joseph was the 11th brother, and the 12th brother, the brother of Joseph, which exemplifies the two at the point of 19.5 to get your sacred radius, just like a rugby ball in English, the Brits, the sons of British, it's 11 inches long. It's not by chance that it became 11. It was for a reason. World War One, the first master war, ended on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month. Now you're getting into some of the reasons why that 11 is very significant in the locking into the tumbler system of divine thought to control the things that are in sync with reality. the space shuttle. It went up on its 11th mission, weighing 11 tons, and fixed an errant satellite on the 11th day of the 11th month, which was the first lunar landing also made by, guess what, Apollo 11. Now, are these 11s, are they just a coincidence? No. The master builders that denied the light of the building. Well, let's just look back in the last 100 years of the technology that has come forth. And that's why that the Father said in the last days knowledge would increase. Now, the reason why is because the light is beginning to shine into those whose eyes were blinded by the darkness. Now, let me repeat that. There's no greater blindness than being blinded by light. In darkness, your eyes will gradually adjust to where that you can actually possibly make out silhouettes and things of this nature in darkness, whereas light has such a blinding factor that you can't see anything. And the Bible says that that's exactly what Satan came to do. He came to blind, or he came in as a shining light, and the people of the world were willing to trade the true light of the Father for the temporary light of the darkness of Satan. Now, that may be a mouthful for you to digest, but remember this. Satan is a shining light. Lucifer is the word that the Italian word or the Latin word was used to exhibit him as a shining light. Now, he's not the bright and morning star, although he's alluded to in Isaiah 14, Ezekiel 31, and 28. It may indicate that he was the bright and morning star, but he's not. Because that how about fell from heaven, O Lucifer, star of the morning? Well, that's a mistranslation. But he did fall, but he's not the light. He's the artificial light. This is the light that men loved to stay in darkness. Men love secrets. That's why that the secret orders are so appealing to those who love a darkness better than light. Now, there's a lot of good men in secret orders. We're not trying to indict anybody in particular. I'm not trying to name names or call names. Most men are deceived that are in the higher levels. They're very deceitful or being deceived. Either way, it is working for the advantage of the dark forces that have actually tied the earth in a knot with numeric sequences, and it's left up to us to seek out the matter. The Bible said the kings will search it out. We'll find a way to circumvent, or we'll find the way to turn the light, the real light on, to blind the children of darkness. And that's what we must do. We must shine so bright that their light will not comprehend the light that shines from the truth dimension. Now, a major eclipse, this is very strange, we had a major eclipse back in August 11th, 1999, and it was on this date in 3114 B.C., August the 11th. That the Mayans begin their count toward December the 21st in the winter solstice. At that point of December the 21st, the year 2012, which is when the sun, now here's what is significant. Remember I told you about the sacred tree, or the tree of life as I call it. The Mayans called it the sacred tree, which is the same thing. When the sun passes the center in the elliptic plane of the Milky Way, it is when at this point that it is noted December the 21st, the year 2012. Now, something significant is going to happen. This is not the first time this elliptic plane, the sun, has entered into the Milky Way at this point. But it ends an era of dimension of time, and then we begin a new dimension, a deeper, more comprehensive dimension outpouring upon the earth. Now, have you ever been hounded, or actually, if you will, aware of 11? 11? Like on a clock? Or on a sign? Or on a post-it note or something? The 11-11 is continuously popping up. Are you one of those people? If you are, you are in the 11-11 zone. In 2000 AD, we began a 11-year Jupiter cycle, which is actually a cycle that stirs up sunspots, and we're in 2004 now. In 2000, we begin an intensification, and we'll go through an 11-year cycle, and it will end at this point where I told you in 2012. So that's the end of that cycle. And it ran in a series of 11 back to 3114 B.C. 11 again stands out and is very, very important as a number system that is recorded. Now let's go to the Bible and look at some of the number system. Number 11 in the Bible, Joseph. He had 10 brothers. He was the 11th son, as I've already told you, and you can read that in Genesis 42:13. In Genesis 32:22, Jacob rose up during the night, took his two wives and his two women servants and his 11 sons and passed over the brook at Jabbok. Passed over the brook. In other words, the elliptic point, and to see everything above as is below. So in the heavens, it was noted in the star charts, if you will, by the master astronomers and astrologers that knew the movements of the stars. Jacob knew himself because he spoke of a star that would come in the last days when the scepter would depart from Judah, the one that stole the birthright. You see, most people believe that Judah is the birthright son. He's not. He has no right to the birthright. He's not the 11th son. He's the fourth son from Jacob's strength. The first son defiled his father's couch, denied the birthright. Second son, he married into a Canaanite family, denied his birthright. The third son, Levi, had no inheritance in the 12 tribes. Which brings it again to 11, and the Levitical priesthood was only a keeper, if you will, until the keys of Melchizedek, the 33rd degree, the initiation of the eternal priest into the kingdom, not by power or might, but by his spirit, his ruach, that will enter into you, and you need not man should teach you, but the Holy Ruach will teach you in your heart, embedded through the dimensions of 11, 22, and 33. Remember, the 11 is significant because you have the rib cage enclosed with 11 ribs on each side to hold the master key, the heart, which weighs approximately 11 ounces, with the 22 bone structures. That's where you get your skull and bones, and that's what, you see, folks, there's nothing wrong with the skull and bones knowledge. It is just that they didn't want you to know these things that are hid within the biblical framework of truth. The children of darkness, being wiser, they chose these things, hid them from the wise and prudent, and revealed them to the sons of darkness. And Satan has the ability to come in through these dimensional portals and shapeshift into existence and encourage, promote, and educate, and train these disciples of darkness to prevail upon the earth and rule with a rod of iron until the ruler comes. Now remember, the tetrahedra is actually a triangular plane equal on all four sides or all four surfaces. Isn't that amazing? And it's geared to 11, 22, and 33 on a 19.5, which is again reduced down to the number 3, which is the building blocks of the universe, which the master mathematician built everything, and the Masonic order of the square and the compass, with the knowledge that the priesthood, if they had, the knights, the Templars, when they raided the tombs and the ancient burial sites, they confounded the wise by hiding the knowledge, and they put it in a secret order, as did the Egyptian priesthood, who knew certain aspects of the sacred knowledge when they duplicated at least 6 to 7 of the 10 signs that were shown by the power of the Mighty One. They duplicated at least 6 or 7 of those. Can't remember exactly how many, but it was quite a few. It was above half, quite a bit above half, that they could duplicate and enact a magic, if you will, to bring forth these mysterious signs that was duplicated by these wicked men. So, you see, knowledge hidden gives you power. And he that has the power rules the earth. And wicked men, you see, righteous men share power. Everybody in the righteous camp are all priests. We're all priests. If we're in the Melchizedek high order of the 33rd degree, meaning that we're above, into the plane of Aquarius, which is the outpouring of the man with the pitcher of water. And if you look at the symbols of astrology and astronomy that's written and encoded into the Bible, you will be amazed at 90% of the prophetic things were related to the stars in the heavens, which shows you that the Father declared the end from the very beginning and wrote it all in the star systems where the wicked now are in control. They tell you it's witchcraft, and they themselves employ all these master astrologers and astronomers. You see, ladies and gentlemen, it was Israel that was asleep when the master mathematician was born on the 33rd parallel. Christ, when he was born, was found by the wise astrologers and astronomers. And Daniel himself was a wise man. He was a master astronomer and a master astrologer. Not only did he know the placement of the stars in the heavens and their significance, but their purpose and meaning was encoded into the mind of Daniel, because he was in direct communication with the perfect alignment of the tetragrammaton, meaning that you are the temple embodied with the 33rd degree, with the 22 bones that feel the vibrations of the dimensions in the 11th aspect of the ribs that represent the standing man and surrender to a divine creator in the heavens who cannot be moved, who is blessed forevermore, and will bless those that seek him early. They shall find him. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in an awesome time. Now, the length of the curtain, one of them, he said, will be 30 cubits, and the breadth of one of the curtains, 4 cubits, and the 11 curtains shall be of all one measure. The 11 curtains that hid the whole cosmic makeup of the mystery elements of the Ark of the Covenant, which was it was nothing but a perfect scale model of the universe above their head, with the Ark being the centerpiece of the sun, which communicated through the heavens at specific times with the Urim and Thummim of the 12 precious stones and the breastplate, which gives perfect union and government. Because of the 13 acres of the covenant of the pyramid, which is actually a tetrahedra base energy exposition of the knowledge of the Father written and encased in stone by the Masons, the true Masons now, of the square and the compass, who designed and laid these things out by the master mathematician himself, the divine creator of all, who hid these things in a measure and revealed them on certain degrees or measurements of apprenticeship as you scale to the heights. And the Bible says, remember, do not look back. If you put your hands to the plow and you obtain knowledge, do not turn back. Do not faint. You must come out of her, this enslavement of ignorance and fear and superstition, of all these things that we fear the hidden things. But once revealed, we have no fear. And it's the fear that torments us. But the perfect love, the perfect knowledge, when the 11 curtains of your rib cage are open to your 33 vibrational vertebrae, bones, in the twining serpent, if you will, fallen man, as he raises his energy levels to the 33rd degree, where he makes contact with the first spirit plane of promise, of revelation, and the Bible said, I will show you the hidden things if you will search them out. Now, Ezekiel 35. The length of one curtain was 30 cubits, 4 cubits in the breadth of one curtain, and 11 curtains were all of one size. That's in 36, Ezekiel, or Exodus, I'm sorry, Exodus 36:15 and Exodus 36:14. So remember those scriptures if you'd like to look at the significance of the number 11. Remember the sacred tree. I've got to wind this up. I hate to get out of here. I could speak for a week on this very subject, and the half wouldn't be told about the mysteries that's entwined. In Joshua 15, there were 11 cities with villages that were given to the land of Goshen. Isn't that wonderful? Joshua 15:51. Judges 16:5, the lords of the Philistines came up unto her to entice her and to him, and his great strength, that Solomon, remember, they prevailed against him, and they gave them 1,100 pieces of silver in his strength to break the bonds or the code of Samson's strength. Isn't that amazing? Now, remember Samson. In Judges 17:3, that curse of the dedicated silver unto Yahweh was a curse of a graven image. And this is the curse that they can put on your soul. You see, these secret orders can actually curse not a particular person in general. They don't do that. They can do that. If they single you out and you cause them any problem, they can curse you and eliminate you at will. This has happened time and time, example after example. But mostly they curse in general. A people, a nation, or a kindred, or a kind. And that's how they rule, by cursing. Now, we're to rule by blessing. But listen, he said, I set before you a blessing and a cursing. Choose this day who you'll serve. Most of the people that would choose a blessing don't even know there's a blessing to choose from, because they have no knowledge, and by that they're destroyed for the lack of it. And because, now listen to this, because they reject the knowledge of the 11, 22, 33 degree master applications of thought and dimensional a process of time to scale. You say, well, this is a very complicated, my church don't teach that, and this is witchcraft that you're into and stuff like this. Ladies and gentlemen, there is no power that is ordained except that which is ordained of our Heavenly Father. It's just that evil men have come in and corrupted these things. And in the corruption, they turned it into a curse for a blessing to themselves. The righteous need to rule. When the righteous rule, men are at peace. When the wicked rule, there is no peace to the wicked, the Bible said. And in this case, the Earth is going to wax worse and worse. And don't worry about the Earth ending and a catastrophic asteroid's going to impact or some Earth shift is going to destroy the populace. That's not going to happen. And so you can relax and get ready for the ride of your life. As we go through the tunnels of dimensions of thought, much knowledge is coming out. You ain't seen nothing yet. We're fixing to start a time of enlightenment such as you have never seen. Now you said, well, Pastor Buddy, there's a lot of doomsday prophets predicting that, well, we're going to be in for earthquakes, famines, pestilence, and things of this nature. Folks, this has gone on for since whenever man's kept history. We've had wars, rumors of wars, wars, repeat. We repeat the sins of the past and the errors of the past. We're always repeating. We're always ever learning, but never able to come to the knowledge of truth. But listen to this. The Bible says Christ himself gave us the key to what would be happening in the time that he would return for the final end time event. Take note now. When I return, they will be eating and drinking and being merry and dancing and laughing. The rise of homosexuality, one of the same. Perversionists of Sodom and Gomorrah, remember before the climactic end of the destruction? They were sent messengers, and then it was destroyed. You see, they were eating and drinking right up until then, and that's what's going to happen. Don't look for some asteroid or planet to bump us in or bump us out of orbit and send us hurling out in space. That's not going to happen. As long as there's a sun and moon in the heavens, and they will be, although the prophetic utterance that the sun will get dark, we're talking about we're in symbolic and spirituality. We're in a dark phase of the sun right now. It's not shining on any ecliptic line of reasoning for anybody because they've never measured to the degree of acceptance that the Father sets as a standard to them that enter in. For he that enters in must be approved and must submit himself, both heart, soul, mind, and body, with all of his heart, soul, mind, and body laying at the altar of sacrifice, which is a reasonable service to the Father. Now, I've got to get out of here. This is Pastor Buddy. You listen to the Shepherd's Call. I have truly enjoyed being with you tonight. And it's my pleasure to represent the many that represent me. Behind me is men and women of great faith with their tithes and offerings, some a little and some much. Some sacrifice much out of their daily wages to see that Pastor Buddy gets a voice on WWCR, which is very expensive airtime, and of course it should be. WWCR is the leading shortwave station around the world, bar none. I'm telling you, they have a tremendous operation out of Nashville, Tennessee. You'd be impressed to go to their facilities, see their operation. They broadcast, it's tremendous what they're doing. And we have access to 1 hour per week. That's all we can afford. If someone out there can afford to call Dr. Gary, and I'm going to give you Dr. Gary's number. Dr. Gary's our financial manager here on the Shepherd's Call, and he would be glad to take your call if you can afford. Now, if you can afford it, you can help sponsor at least 30 minutes of another hour a week. We've got a lot of people say, Pastor Buddy, we should on every night. And we just came off of Truth Radio where we were on continuously 7 days a week. And we were on WWCR twice on the weekend. So we're down to 1 hour of quality time. We try to condense and put our quality messages out there for you, but we broad brush it for you. We don't get into the particulars, and we don't have time, of course, and you know that, and for you that advance in your studies, you know what I'm talking about. Call Dr. Gary, 1-877-289-7439, or Dr. Jack at 1-888-281-7320. These are our two financial sponsors on this hour, and then we have others that contribute to help them, and it all goes to the radio show. To pay our expenses. We'd like to have more time with men of great faith that are reaching way down in their pocketbooks and helping us. We would invite you to share some of the cost of our time to minister on WWCR around the world, and we'd like to go over there nightly. I would gladly give my time nightly to be on the radio 7 days a week. And couldn't we unfold the sacred tree, the knowledge of the tree of life, you see, when 19 is squared, it equals 361. Well, you know that a perfect circle is 360 degrees divided by a series of 30 degrees, and the sacred circle times 12 equals 360. 19 squared equals 361, and 19.5 is a perfect squaring of the sacred circle. And that's what the numeric value of these things are. We'd like to, at some future time, get into the ancient art of altar building and show you why that it was squared and the sacred circle and what it was for and for what purposes that it was given. Now, Pastor Buddy, the Shepherd's Call, call me tonight. I'm live. Area code 423-626-2172. That's area code 423-626-2172. My address, if you'd like to write me. And I appreciate those that did. I'd like to say hello to our good brother in Oklahoma. Got your letter and your generous blessing, and we thank you for your love for the Shepherd's Call. We would also like to remind you, you can write me at 42, let me give you my mailing address. This is Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. The zip 37824. Now that's area code 423-626-2172. Call me. I'm live tonight. I'm in the studio. Be here for a couple hours to take your calls. And if the line's busy, call back. Don't give up. Praise Yahweh. Or leave me a voicemail message and I'll call you back on my nickel. Praise Yahweh. This is Pastor Buddy. You're listening to the Shepherd's Call. I'll see you next Sunday night at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 7 Central on the mighty around the world Christian radio voice of WWCR, shortwave station that goes around the world. And to all of our friends in foreign countries tonight, I greet you in the lovely name of Yahweh. This is Pastor Buddy saying, until next Sunday night, Yahweh bless you.